True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Circle of Swarm time. First one. Very excited. Here we go.
What we're looking for is players, right, who are looking to swarm.
The swarm mindset, that whole mentality.
Right, we want players to have a special work ethic and a relentless mindset in everything that they do. Everything that they do.
Who's in?
This is a special group of men. Believe it.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Texans Circle of Swarm.
Okay, so we do this every Friday for those new to it. We started doing it like week three of the regular season last year. And we had some fun with it, and sometimes it would draw a lot of debate and discussion, the Circle of Swarm. And basically what we're doing here, it's not like the Circle of Trust we do with the Astros, where theoretically the entire team could be in the Circle of Trust. Not the case this year, but yeah, that could be the case. Circle of Swarm is an elite group of six people. Seth picks three and I pick three each week. Now, during the season, it's kind of part reward and part forecasting, I would say.
It's mostly like, okay, reward. After this guy had a hell of a game. Yeah. A lot of it, it's way more about the previous game than it is with the Astros. The Astros were like, okay, who do I trust? With the Circle of Swarm, it's all right, who's playing like an actual, like a maniac
like,
out there?
Like we just heard D'Amico wanting. He wants guys to swarm.
The Swarm acronym that D'Amico loves is special work ethic and relentless mindset.
Right.
So it's who embodies those. So this first week, it's not going to count towards the postseason awards.
Towards the overall final tally.
Yeah. So this is kind of who we feel the best about as being swarm caliber headed into the
season.
Going
into week one, and I'll let you go first, my friend.
All right. You know what? I'm just going to do it right off the bat.
What's that?
Nico Collins.
Okay. All right.
This is going to be a year of increased offensive swarm. I declare it to be so.
Yeah.
And Nico Collins is one of the few offensive players where over the last couple of years we've said, oh yeah, he's swarm. Hey, he's swarm.
Dude.
If quarterbacks were allowed to be swarm, CJ Stroud could be swarm. You know, but Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Joe Mixon, that was pretty much it, by and large, week by week, of guys who are actually swarm worthy. So this year where the offense has to be more swarm, as D'Amico himself said the other day, that the defense and the special teams, they've embodied swarm.
Yep.
The offense needs to get up there. Nico Collins is already there, and he needs to be the standard bearer for the offense in terms of swarminess.
Okay, there we go. That's number one. All right, I'm going to get this one out of the way too. I don't think you can do an initial Circle of Swarm about the upcoming season and about week one against the Rams, especially with their debilitated, herniated disc quarterback, without putting the guy who I think is going to be right in the mix for Defensive Player of the Year this year, Will Anderson Jr.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite Houston Texan is Will Anderson Jr. He is in the initial Circle of Swarm.
Yeah, and I think it's cool. It's not like this is a one-on-one matchup this week or not, and I doubt either player really cares that much about it. But Will Anderson and Jared Verse are both the two of the young defensive players that people are routinely now saying, oh, he'll be Defensive Player of the Year someday.
Yeah.
They say that about both these guys. And obviously, it could happen for both of them, but they're both, Jared Verse is in his second year, Will Anderson's in his third year. They're both guys who have they had to work on refining their pass rush because they're just raw power and physicality guys, and they've Will has done a great job of that. I'm really excited to see Will these first few weeks.
Jared Verse is kind of to Will Anderson what Jaden Daniels is to CJ Stroud, I think. Like the analogy where, you know, like they like Jared Verse had a very similar rookie year to Will Anderson, you know, where he was wreaking havoc, but it wasn't turning into sacks, and there's big hope for him. Jaden Daniels replaced CJ Stroud's greatest rookie year ever with the greatest rookie year ever. And now we'll see if Jaden Daniels has struggles in year two, or if whatever the surroundings for him cause struggle in year two, like they did for CJ. Yeah. We'll see.
All right. This next one, I'm thinking about going a little bit off just out of the norm here, but because it is it's a kind of meaningless preseason circle of swarm. This is a guy that we haven't actually seen in a Texans game uniform yet, but I also feel like I need to give him credit for winning a Super Bowl and for, I think, playing with a type of swarminess. Can I put C.J. Gardner-Johnson
Disclosure, he was my second choice for the one
was
I was going to do. Yeah, so go ahead and put him in. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah, no, I think 100%. I think there is a reason why, like specific reasons why the Texans found out that C.J. Gardner-Johnson was going to be available and said, we'll give you something just so we can get him and we don't have to go on the open market. And we're willing to pay him the $9 or $10 million a year that he makes. And it's because you can never, it's a lot like cornerbacks and tackles, Seth. You can never have too much swarm on the defensive side of the football.
No, you can't. You can't. There's no salary cap for swarm.
There isn't. That's true. Yeah. Maybe someday there will be. But so C.J. Gardner-Johnson is your second pick for the initial circle of swarm. All right, that's a good one.
We've got three spots remaining.
Okay, so is our criteria, guys, that we're hoping swarm, that we think will swarm, or
it's going, whatever you want. It's okay. Like, do they embody it, and do you feel confident about it?
Okay. I feel
it's largely meaningless, unlike the actual very meaningful regular season circle of swarm.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to put a rookie in the circle of swarm. Ariante Ursary in the circle of swarm.
That's a little aspirational.
In the circle of swarm. The ethos of this offensive line needs to change. And I feel like for some encouragement here, I need to have them be represented by somebody in the circle of swarm. I'm confident that Tytus Howard is a swarmier player now than he was last year. But I need to see it. And I know Ursary, we haven't seen anything at the NFL level, but with everything they've been saying about him, with just the drastic contrast that they've drawn with their answers about him versus the guy who was playing left tackle before him, I don't think we're finding Ariante Ursary on the cover of any fashion magazines anytime soon with his shirt open and his belly sticking out saying how he's some sort of fashionista icon. That
leaning
ain't happening.
Back on a couch looking like a landlord who's willing to accept alternate forms of payment for the lease.
Thank you.
You don't have the money for the lease, huh? Well, hey,
I acknowledge I am out over my skis on this one, Seth, but I do feel like Ariante Ursary, he may not have a great first game, but that guy will swarm on the offensive line, Ursary.
Yeah.
He will swarm.
All right. This is this is tough. Now in defense, and people get really angry with this every single week because frankly, you could fill up the swarm with just guys from the defense. Mm-hmm. So guys get left out. And a lot of times it's because we almost feel like, all right, we'll get one guy from the defensive line, we'll get one guy from the defensive backs. It's really hard for me, even when I go to the defensive backs immediately, in terms of special work ethic and relentless mindset. Derek Stingley embodies that probably better than anybody else. And yet, when it comes to kind of the violent side of things, Jalen Petrie and Kamari Lassiter, I think, are a little bit more violent. And I think I weight violence a little bit more heavily. So for this circle of swarm, you might go with the defensive backs as well. But Jalen Petrie, in his second year in this role, and I think maybe being even they'll work his versatility even more this year. I think Jalen Petrie is going to be all over the place. Yeah. So Jalen Petrie is my next guy.
That's a great pick. I think it's a great pick. Jalen Petrie is a good one, man. I'd like, especially since we haven't had any games yet. I feel like there's, you know, it's going to be like bracketology. We're going to have the first four out and be like, yeah, man, these guys are all swarming.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Look, man, on my last one here, I'm going to stick on the defensive side. We got two offensive guys in there. I'm going to stick defense because I feel like for this team, the initial circle of swarms shouldn't be even 3-3. It should be lopsided towards the defense.
The offense has to earn their way onto this.
No question about
Last year, circle of swarms were awarded about a 9-1 ratio defense to offense.
I've got the final. If we have time, I'll page down and tell people who won last year. My last one, I'm just going to go like the Occam's razor, the obvious, the easy one. The one that we, I don't want to say hope that he decapitates a quarterback on Sunday. That would be a little mean, but you know, if Matthew Stafford's going to slide late, I can't help it if Aziz Al-Shaair happens to catch him upside the ear a little bit.
Yeah, should have done more neck exercises you get literally decapitated.
You're too focused on your back these days, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting Aziz, who I think, honestly, that's the guy who embodies what D'Amico is talking about right there. Aziz Al-Shaair. He's got to be in the initial circle of swarm. So I'm putting Aziz in.
Immediately, at least five guys on defense got screwed. So I look forward to your angry texts and tweets. Yeah. So, yes.
Yep. So that's interesting you say that. So I've got the scoreboard down here. So we started this in week three last year, and we kept track of who made the circle of swarm the most. Danielle Hunter, 11 times, made the circle of swarm last year.
Yeah.
And we probably did it for the playoffs, too, if I had to guess. I guess we did it for the postseason. So 19 weeks, I guess it would be. Or 15 weeks if we started. 16 if we started in week three. Danielle Hunter, 11 times. Stingley and Aziz Al-Shaair, 10 times. Nico getting in there 9 times, having missed 5 games.
Yeah,
is pretty impressive, I would say.
And a little bit of that, too. It's like, I hope it's harder to put him in so consistently this year because there's more guys on offense. I think Nico a lot of times is like, oh, yeah, I mean, you got to credit Nico for still playing swarmy football when nobody else on his side of the ball is.
7 times, Joe Mixon and C.J. Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
6 times for Will Anderson Jr. Will Anderson, fewer times than C.J. Stroud and Joe Mixon.
Well, a lot of times it was a combination between Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter.
Yeah.
We'll
miss some games, too.
That's my first thought was like, okay, but he only missed 2 regular season games.
Yeah.
But I think his injury affected him a little bit.
Maybe.
So Danielle might have just been more consistent from week to week.
Petrie, Lassiter, Bullock 4 times. Toa Toa. Stephon Diggs, remember him? Yeah. Tim Settle. Damian Pierce made it 3 times last year.
Sorry, Will missed 3 games last year.
Did he? Okay, yeah.
3 games.
Yeah, that's right. He sat out the last one.
Yeah.
And then we got a bunch of guys at 2.
So what's the tally on the offense versus the defense?
I'll need a break to do that.
You know I can't do it in my head.
Yeah. I will say this. The top 3 guys are all defensive guys. Hunter, Stingley, Aziz. You know, the 11 for Hunter and then 10 for Stingley and Aziz. If I had to guess, defense destroys the offense once I add the whole thing up. But I'll do that during the break. All right. So there's your first circle of swarm for the season. It is Nico Collins. It is Will Anderson, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Ariante Ursary, Jalen Petrie, and Aziz Al-Shaair. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll do five reasons I hate you in the 8 o'clock hour. I've got QB rankings that I hate already. Five reasons I hate Steven Ruiz, who put these QB rankings together. We'll do that at 8 o'clock. Confirmation on one of the worst decisions in the history of the NFL came this week, and we will tell you what it was coming up next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.